This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is the Friday edition of the show. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Got lots of neat stuff on the site for you, and it's all free. Freetalklive.com. On the way tonight, of course, your calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, Scientologists versus South Park. We'll talk about what's going on there. One of their actors has stormed out, and we'll give you the details. Also, the question is, the question has been asked to a bunch of Americans about marijuana. About legalization of, regulation of marijuana, and the results are pretty promising. We'll share those with you. I believe it's a Gallup poll. Also, TSA. We had TSA George on last night, and he mentioned that there was some new study that proved that the TSA is failing 100% of the time to find bomb pieces. We'll give you the details. I actually found the news article on that one today. Also, 86% of Americans don't want a country anymore. We'll talk about that. And Manwich, I didn't even have a chance to ask you before the show what you have in your prep for tonight.
I have a computer problem.
Computer problem?
Yeah.
So you don't have prep then?
Well, I don't have it sitting in front of me.
That's all right. We'll start with this one because it's pretty amazing. I wish it was true. New poll finds 86% of Americans don't want to have a country anymore. It's from The Onion. Now, if you've never been to The Onion before, it definitely is a website that deserves a visit. It's theonion.com, and the entire thing, the entire site is satire.
It's news with many layers and makes you want to cry.
Sometimes the news in The Onion is based on real events. Sometimes it's based on actual occurrences, but it's all fabricated. I mean, all of the news stories there are fabricated. But if this one was true, it would make me want to cry because it'd be such good news. In D.C., a Gallup poll, which really didn't happen, released Monday, indicates that nearly 9 out of 10 Americans are tired of having a country. Among the 86% of poll respondents who are in favor of discontinuing the nation, the most frequently cited reasons were a lack of significant results from the current democratic process, 36%, dissatisfaction with customer service, 28%, and exhaustion, 22%. I don't want to get bogged down in this country anymore, said Wilmington accountant Carrie Ashworth. I'm not an up in arms or anything. I'm just saying it'd be a lot easier for everyone if we just gave it up. Of those who believe, of those who are against maintaining an American nation, 77% said they believe that having a country is, quote, counter to the best interests of Americans. I happen to agree with that. 12% said the time and effort citizens spend on the country could be better spent elsewhere. No doubt about that. I mean, we all spend, what, about 50 or 60? On average, the average American spends about 50 to 60% of his working year working for the government.
Somewhere in there.
I think that could be better spent elsewhere,
yeah.
Like on yourself and your family and friends. And 8% said they just didn't care. Roughly 3% said, we ceased to have a country years ago, and explained that they'd been stockpiling weapons to protect their independent compounds. According to study organizer, I think some of them are listening to the show. According to study organizer David Griffith, poll respondents were surprisingly uniform in their opinion that the nation is too much of a hassle. According to one of their respondents, I already belong to a health club, a church, and the Kiwanis Club. I'm a member of the Vons Grocery Super Savers, which gets me a discount on certain groceries. These are well-managed organizations with real benefits. None of them send me a confusing bill once a year and make me work it out myself, then throw me in jail if I get it wrong.
Right, they don't even send you a confusing bill. They just expect you to send in a confusing bill. Like, go find the bill. Fill it out.
Yeah, make your own bill.
And send us a check, and if you don't, we're going to put you in jail. And if you don't want to go to jail, we're going to shoot you.
As I pointed out before, I mean, it's essentially a group of strangers that's sending you this confusing documentation, and as you pointed out, threatening you with fines and jailing and violence if you don't perform to their standards. And they don't even know what their standards are. I mean, as we approach tax day, I'm sure the articles will start coming out about how, in the past, they've done studies. They've done phone studies. They've called the IRS helpline before. This toll-free line that the IRS, you know, the IRS is now touting how it's all about service now. We're really going to expand the service of the IRS so you can call them and ask them questions. Well, the phone line that they give you, they answered the questions wrong over 40% of the time. And it was the same questions that was on their most frequently asked questions file.
I'm curious. You know, the other day, you know, I think it was sometime this week, you guys were talking about how long it would take to read through all the law.
Oh, yes. Years and years. You couldn't possibly do it.
What was the number of the guy? Because I didn't hear
that.
Well,
the number was, in a lifetime, in an average lifetime, you couldn't get beyond...
like 37 years before the day you were born.
Yeah, you couldn't get closer to 30 years before your birth.
Wow.
So you'd be reading laws from all the way back in the 1800s, that sort of thing, all the way up till 30 years before your birth.
Wow.
So physically impossible.
I wonder how long it would take to read through the tax code. That's my question.
No, it was the laws, not from the 1800s, but the laws... From
the laws that apply.
All the laws.
The laws that apply from all the way back.
No. All the laws that apply back to 30-something years. I can't remember what the number was, but 30-something years before you were born on up.
Because, on up? No,
yep,
sir. That's
absolutely
not what it was.
That's exactly what it was. Because you had to read the law of the year that you were in currently. So it's going to take me a year to read all the laws, half a year to read the laws from 2006.
Well,
and then I have the rest of 2006 to read laws backwards.
Okay.
So starting on my 18th birthday, I read one from the year I'm in, and then one from my 17th birthday, then my 16th, then my 15th, and then backwards.
That's not how I understood it. From what Torgo corrected me on the air, as I understood Torgo's correction, was that it was you would have to start from way back when and try to make it up to your birth date, but you couldn't even possibly do that.
You couldn't, but no.
Okay, well, whatever. It would take a long time to read the laws. It's physically impossible. We're just going to disagree on what the actual study
was. We absolutely are.
So go ahead.
I was just curious, as I'm wondering in comparison how long and whether or not it would be possible to even comprehend the entire tax code as well.
Oh, I'm sure it's not.
I mean,
possible.
I know that changes every year, so I mean, they have to have it be somewhat legible because they change it every year. So
I wonder if you could even find someone who would claim to have read the entire tax code. Does that person exist? Anyway, let's get back to this from The Onion here. Olympia student Helen Berg expressed frustration with the country's voting process. She says, "I was going to vote, but it rained. It wasn't for the president anyway, so what difference does it make? The president's the only one that matters, and you don't even get to vote for him." Most citizens said they did not wish to abandon such American traditions as parades, fireworks, and national holidays. Tampa, Florida Mechanics Marine Doug Pauls said, "I am for saluting flags and pledging allegiance to them, but nothing beyond that. I like I like singing the anthem before the game, but I can't keep up with the news every day. I have three kids." Well, you're laughing, and it is funny, but at the same time, it's really honest. I mean, this article is really, I think it's pretty accurate. People today in America are too darn busy. We're so busy. If you've got two kids, three kids, whatever, you've got a mortgage payment to pay, you've got car payments to pay, you don't have time to pay attention to what's going on in the world around you. You can barely keep up with your own world. I mean, how could you possibly be expected to follow politics and to follow what's going on in Washington, D.C.? Most people don't even bother.
I mean, the only thing that's at stake is your freedom and possibly your life, but, eh.
Well, you're right, Johnson.
Yeah.
They should do it. But when you've got to put food on the table for a bunch of children that you've fathered and created,
right.
you could see how your priorities might get a little distracted. So, continuing here, Paul's added, "I love America, but what's that got to do with having a country?" I got to agree with that. Some critics, including the leadership of both political parties, have attacked the methodology of the poll, saying that questions like, "Do you want a country anymore?" are poorly worded. Casey Mark, a fellow at the Brookings Institute, characterized the question as leading. Said Mark, "What you must consider is that respondents don't often have the time or energy to devote to answering five questions about their country, which they consider themselves to be remotely involved with at best." Griffith pointed to Cheyenne banker Jeff Weldon's response, quote, "I think we've come far enough as a nation that we don't need to have one anymore. It's not like we're Somalia with the warlords and everything, or Russia, where it's all organized crime. We've had over 200 years of being Americans. I don't think we still need the United States of America to show us how to do it." 800-259-9231, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Triddle wants to talk about torture. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231, the TSA failures. We'll tell you about them coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's anything that you need to know about the show, whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. I believe we'll be sending out an update tonight announcing our brand new affiliate. Tell you about that and more. So get on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Triddle, what's up?
Well, I was doing some research, and I found a DOD report about torture at Guantanamo Bay.
Okay. You did?
Yes, it's called AR15-6, and you can actually pull it off of a .mil website.
And what is it?
This is exciting.
It is detailed interrogation logs, an investigation that talks about detailed interrogation logs. And I'd like to read...
Do they use anything like batteries,
no.
You know, like alligator clips, nothing?
No, but I would like to read a couple paragraphs from it.
Okay, if it's brief, sure, go ahead.
Okay, this one says, the report talks about using climate control as an interrogation method. The report states that it's only used to make someone uncomfortable, but this is a quote here. There are no medical entries indicating the subject of the first special interrogation plan ever experienced medical problems related to low body temperature. The subject of the first special interrogation plan's medical records do indicate that he did have a body temperature between 95 and 97 degrees twice. The subject of the first special interrogation plan's medical records do indicate that from 7 to 9 December of 02, he was hospitalized for observation after an episode of bradycardia, and he was released
within... What's that?
That's low heart rate.
Because he was cold?
It doesn't... The dates on the reports don't line up perfectly, but we do know that medical evidence was falsified at Abu Ghraib for a long time, so...
I mean, the reason why your body temperature would be between 95 and 97 would be because it's cold.
You're experiencing hypothermia.
Yes.
You're going to die.
Wikipedia defines hypothermia as starting at 95 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's some pretty intense stuff they did to this guy. And I think that cold treatment went on for a number of weeks.
What did they use to generate that kind of cold down in Guantanamo Bay? I mean,
air conditioners,
I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
I bet they have big military air conditioners on
blocks of ice. All right. So, what are you going to do about all this, Triddle?
Well, I started organizing a protest, and I wasn't quite prepared to talk about it. But can I give the URL out now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, it's at tortureprotest.org.
That's easy enough.
Yeah. And the website is designed to facilitate communication so that we can try to sort through this huge mess, because that's what it is. And
so you're organizing a protest. It's up in Portland, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's going to be in downtown Portland. And I decided that I might as well use the government's own report against them, and I think I'm going to recreate what happened in this report at downtown Portland. So people.
Why? That would be cold.
It'll bring people's attention to it.
Well, there's more. There was use of dogs. They chained a guy to the floor and left him like that. I mean, there's a lot of information in this report. And
street acting is hugely popular.
Right.
It gets people's attention. The thing is if you go out there with a group of friends and you guys are in costume, sort of costume, it doesn't have to be huge,
right.
And you guys are doing a street play, people are going to stop and pay attention.
Sure.
They're going to look.
Get some fatigues, get some orange jumpsuits.
It's going to get you a lot more positive attention than going and standing out with an angry sign.
Absolutely it will. Especially if you report it to the media in advance and let them know that you're going to be doing it.
You got
That's
it.
A big one.
Well,
thanks, Triddle.
Hey, man, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, as always.
Thank
and good
you.
Luck with the protest and your new website. 800-2... it was tortureprotest.org?
Yeah.
800-259-9231. So, we got some data coming up on marijuana. There's a new poll that's out. Also, the TSA utterly failing to capture bomb parts at the airports. But, Johnson, did you have something about the Howard Stern controversy? What's he talking about these days? He's moved over to satellite radio, and he's still stirring it up, apparently, in the business. And he's worth, I guess it's worth talking about. What's up?
Well, yeah. He is, he's been known for supporting free speech in the past. He's kind of been known, I think, by a lot of people as a free speech kind of guy. And that he's
one
always,
would think that he supports free speech.
Right, that he's fought for it for a long time.
Well, it was allegedly one of the reasons why he went to satellite, beyond the fact that they were paying him $500 million, was that he wanted to get away from the confines of the FCC.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, apparently his support of free speech has some serious limits to it, and that is he's only for free speech when it's serving him. Basically, apparently there is a feud that started between Howard Stern and another show, Opie and Anthony.
Right.
While both of them were employed by Infinity Broadcasting, and it's reaching new levels on satellite radio with both parties taking shots at one another.
Well, because Stern's on Sirius and Opie and Anthony are on XM.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got yourself a little rivalry there.
Yeah, absolutely. But while
does anybody listen to these? I mean, how many millions of people listen to these shows?
Unknown.
8 to 10.
8 to 10 million listen to both shows?
No,
so it's not incredibly accurate.
Wait a minute. Where did you get that number from? There's 8 to 10 million subscribers.
Yeah, that's what I'm quoting.
But there's hundreds of channels, so you have to divide those subscribers down.
Right, but there's 8 to 10 million subscribers.
To satellite radio,
yeah,
period?
To satellite radio,
but that
period
means there's people that are listening to the reggae channel and to the classical channel, so, and some people listening to Stern. And
so Stern, Stern went from like 20 million at one point to...
He's probably got a couple hundred thousand. A
couple hundred thousand.
Maybe a million.
Yeah, maybe.
How far he's fallen.
Because most of the subscribers...
Well, you say fallen, but he's making $500 million.
He's making a lot of money,
yeah,
but he's not having the impact.
His subscriptions are way down, whereas a lot of people who, for example, I know this because I'm an Opie and Anthony fan. I'll out myself. And I've listened to Stern in the past because I'm originally from the New York area.
I think he's tired.
Yeah, I listened to Stern and I've listened to Opie and Anthony, and I became, after Stern was on the air, I liked the fact that Stern was a free speech kind of guy, but...
He jumped the shark so many years
ago. Yeah, I felt that his show kind of got boring. And I became an Opie and Anthony fan very quickly because I felt that they were always pushing limits. Howard stopped pushing limits. I felt Opie and Anthony were pushing limits. They got fired several times.
Right, for having people have sex in a church, right, on the
air. That was not their choice. That was the choice of the people in a contest that they created.
Right, well, they put it on the air, and that's why they got fired.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, they had things. The first time that they got fired actually for saying that Mayor Menino had died in a car crash on April 1st. That was the first one that got them.
All right, so what's the controversy here? What's going on?
Well, the controversy is that while sitting in on Sean Hannity's program yesterday afternoon, Stern finally admitted to the long-rumored gag order that he had Mel Karmazin place on Opie and Anthony while they were handling afternoon drive at WNEW New York. When Stern was asked by a caller about the gag order, he confirmed it by admitting, "That's right. I believe in censoring anyone who is my enemy." He also added, "I believe in censorship when it benefits me." Playing back the audio on their XM satellite radio program this morning, Anthony noted the hypocrisy of that statement by saying he's been complaining that individual members of the FCC were putting their morality on his program instead of interpreting the FCC law, which is exactly what he did with us. Early in the program...
So he used his clout at Infinity to censor other guys that were in the same company.
Yep, mm-hmm.
And isn't it possible that he's just making that statement to be outrageous?
Nope, there's more. He makes a few more.
Really? All right, we'll find out. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are whatever you want to talk about. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. freetalklive.com. We got live streams there for you. The broadband version of the show as well as the dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free. 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Still to come, the TSA failing and failing again. We'll talk about that. Also, new polling data on what Americans think about legalizing marijuana. We'll find out more details there. But we're in the midst of some radio industry stuff with Howard Stern, of course.
I invented talk radio.
Does he say that too?
He says he invented everything.
I see. Well, he's, of course, a hugely popular personality. He's recently made a big jump to satellite. Some people are arguing that it's a jump down. Some people are arguing that it's a jump up. That's not what we're discussing. What we're discussing is his comments on censorship. Apparently, he was on, of all places, Sean Hannity, and was making comments about how he believes. What were the exact quotes?
He says, "That's right. I believe in censoring anyone who is my enemy. I believe in censorship when it benefits me." So.
Sounds like almost a cross between Howard Stern and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like a professional wrestler.
Which, by the way, we have a professional wrestler that listens to the show. Val Venus. WWE. Well, he's a libertarian and he's a Free Talk Live.
Worldwide Extreme Wrestling or something?
No.
I don't know what it means.
World Wrestling Entertainment, I think.
Yeah.
Is what it means.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the big one, though, right?
WWE? That's the big one. Yeah,
yeah, WWE is the
it.
Big one.
Because it used to be WWF, and then
they had to change it because of the World Wildlife Federation or something.
But weren't
like
they WWF before the World Wildlife Fund?
Apparently not.
Huh. Wow, it took them that long to actually get them to
yes,
change it?
Yes, they're awful. It's awful, awful organization that just wanted publicity. They're terrible.
All right, so let's continue. Howard Stern. I said, wait a minute. He's just saying this stuff to get a reaction.
Well, here's the thing. Playing back that audio on their XM satellite radio program this morning, Anthony noted the hypocrisy in that statement, saying he's been complaining that individual members of the FCC were putting their morality on his program instead of interpreting the FCC law, which is exactly what he did with us. Earlier in the program, Stern addressed ONA by saying, "When I'm in business with a company and they hire Howard Stern imitators to go on in the afternoon, I don't want anyone mocking or anyone knocking me. I have a plan every time I go up against people. I analyze the competition and I think about you six different ways to Sunday. I turned to Mel Karmazin at the time. Your two boys that you hired who sound identical to me will implode. I give them 3 to 4 months. They're so desperate to be famous, they are going to do something stupid. If they can't talk about me, they're going to go insane. Watch." He laughed, since I made other predictions about radio, and I watched them implode. Which,
well, they haven't imploded.
Yeah, they're kind of actually on a network that's four times the size of Sirius. But
Four times the size of Sirius.
Yeah, they are.
Really?
Yeah, XM is four times the size of Sirius.
What's their subscriber
count? XM has, I believe, it's they're
I
approaching.
I thought it was like 9 or 10 million for them.
Yeah, and Sirius has two.
About six.
No, they've got two.
I think you're wrong about that.
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
Well, anyway, they're both in relative obscurity now, and I don't think, I mean, when you're on satellite radio, do you really have competition?
I don't think 10 million listeners is really relative obscurity.
Do you really have, no, remember, they don't have all 10 million, they have a fraction of that.
On XM, Opie and Anthony have a large chunk of those listeners, because a lot of people call in on a daily basis to Opie and Anthony. I am one of them included. The only reason why I own an XM radio is because Opie and Anthony are on
XM.
Well,
I'm sure there are some people that say the only reason why they own an XM radio is because they have a reggae channel.
There are lots and lots of people.
Okay, that's fine. I believe that there are a lot of people listening. I'm just talking about relative obscurity compared to where Howard Stern was. He had 20 million listeners. Now he's got 200,000.
From my experience with this, and being a listener of Opie and Anthony since when they were on broadcast radio, as far as their online components and chats and whatnot, Opie and Anthony are bigger than they used to be.
Well, probably. Howard Stern didn't have a website until 2 years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know.
Until he was preparing for his switch over to Sirius, he totally had ignored the Internet. So, I mean, I don't want this to turn into a promo for either of these two
shows. No, absolutely not.
I listened to both of them, and I'm not a fan of either one.
Right. I don't think that... I got to feel like it's not going to work. The whole satellite radio thing isn't going to work. I know it seems ludicrous to you,
absolutely.
As techie as you are and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But... I think they've got wedged in a bad spot. I feel like they've spent too much money on their technology, and in the case of Sirius, on their talent. No talent in the world, to my mind, is worth $10 billion.
Yeah, well,
I don't think they'll
Sirius. Sirius is definitely
half a billion dollars.
I think Sirius is going under. That's my prediction.
And I don't think they'll make it to the 10 years to pay him his
billion. Absolutely not.
But at the same time, I think that Wi-Fi and then WiMAX are, they're right there. It's all it's going to take. Currently, you can carry a computer. People have done it. People are listening to our show in their car on their laptop.
Well, right. Now, hold on a second. You think internet radio is going to tank satellite?
Well, no. Now, stop right there. It's an interesting idea, Manowich, but you have to remember that talent is really important in the radio business. I mean, if you can have an internet radio station with a bunch of talentless hacks and nobody's going to listen to that.
Right.
Now, remember, just because XM and Sirius are satellite companies doesn't mean that they can't put their shows on the internet. As a matter of fact, that's likely what's going to happen. In fact, I believe they already have subscriber feeds on the internet. So what you're going to
see
happening...
Most of their talent, though, most of the people that I would say a lot of their subscribers are truck drivers that want to listen to the shows they want to listen to across the country. And now there's a lot of people that are working for specific syndicators and specific stations that are carried on Sirius and XM.
Yeah,
that's
true, but they do have original content.
They do have original content, but not a whole heap of original content.
Well, they've only been in business for, 3 or 4 years? It takes time to build these things.
I don't care. I'm not looking at whether or not it's fair, man. I'm just saying they're not going to make it.
There are a lot of jokes I could make right now, but I think I'm just going to opt to be somewhat, political and I guess, maintain some grace here and say that what has traditionally been considered talent is changing. Look at podcasting. I think that once internet is completely available to cars and any sort of vehicular transport whatsoever, that we're going to see a huge change in what is considered your standard talent, because the market will open up so much that you can have these other types of shows that gain popularity. I don't think
but you can't gain popularity if you don't know how to turn your microphone on.
People are learning how to do that through podcasting right now and are gaining popularity. And some of them, frankly, some of the most popular ones sound terrible.
The only thing that matters is ad money. Okay? Because that's what drives the industry. And currently NBC, CBS, they're getting 7 or 8% of the viewing audience. They're getting all the ad money. And 30 years ago, they had 30, each of them was sharing the pie at 30% of the, it doesn't matter.
Well,
as long as you have the largest segment, the largest share, it doesn't matter how big your share is, just as long as it's the top 5 or something largest
share. But then again, I also think that model is changing as well. That ad money drives the industry. I think that's changing as well.
What's going to drive the industry if it's not money?
Well, you can see what we're doing with Free Talk Live. I mean, we've got the AMP program where, you know, we're not cutting out advertising entirely, but the AMP program, which allows the listeners to contribute money directly to the show, it cuts out, it literally cuts advertisers out of the picture. I mean, if we could get fully listener funded, gosh, I mean, I'd still want breaks just to go to the bathroom from time to time, but otherwise that'd be the only reason why we would need them. 800-259-9231, you can talk about the industry, talk about the business. Mickle, I believe, in Indianapolis, or Michael, one or the other, we'll get the correct spelling there, is on the line. He wants to talk, I think, about some radio stuff. This is your show. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse. Even for a congressman.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel Fuel Conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR number 1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The listener map. We've now exceeded 1,000 listeners on our map of listenership. It's international. You go to map.freetalklive.com. You can punch in your location, add a photo of yourself, even a little phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll get a little digital push pin on our listener map. You can see who else might be in your area or maybe where your hometown is or halfway across the world. Map.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. You take control of the airwaves to Michael in Indianapolis. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Hey, Michael. Going great. What's up?
I'm sorry for the blind call-in. This is actually Michael from Fort Wayne. I was on the radio earlier in the week. Remember,
congratulations.
You called me
Mickle? Yeah, we accidentally called you Mickle again, but that's okay. We're working on our board op's new. He's getting the hang of it. He's learning quickly. So, what's on your mind?
I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm actually about 12 miles outside Indianapolis. I wanted to listen in, and I remember that there was an affiliate here in Indianapolis, but I had no idea what the AM station was. I was just trying to call in and find out what the AM station was, honestly.
Well, unfortunately, our wonderful affiliate in Indianapolis doesn't carry the show during the week, so you'd be SOL anyway. But well, you know, they're not jerks. The way it works, Michael, it's simple. The reason why we do a Saturday night show, beyond the fact that we want to give you content to listen to, is to get our foot in the door at these radio stations. So WXNT 1430 is what you're looking for in Indianapolis. But, you know, since we're on Saturday nights, it gives people, you know, lets people know about the show, gets them into it, and hopefully they'll start demanding more Free Talk Live, and eventually the program director there will put us on during the week. That's the idea.
And if you're one of those people, you need to demand Free Talk Live during the week, which means you have to, you know, call WXNT and let them know.
Now, yeah.
WXNT has specifically said don't call, isn't that right?
Well, he said that in the past, but that was months ago, so it can't hurt to call again.
Okay.
Just say hi. I mean, program directors like to hear from people. They like to know what you like. And it's going to be difficult, too, because the current show they have on is the number one nighttime show, which is, of course, I don't even want to say his name, Michael Wiener.
Mm-hmm.
That's his real name. Michael Savage is his on-air name.
Well,
and he's huge, so it's going to be difficult. But if we get enough demand out there,
he certainly is a Savage Wiener.
Well, you know, speaking of jump the shark, Michael Savage has jumped the shark quite some time ago. He does maybe half of his own shows. The other half, he has people come in and do them
really?
Because he's not around. He can't.
I just thought he
can't be bothered to do them.
I thought he did reruns.
No, he has other people doing his show.
You know, if I actually knew who Michael Savage was, I'd probably be way more impressed about this conversation.
That's even better.
Well, good point. I mean, he's just a guy on the radio at nighttime, so it's not surprising that you don't know who he is. He doesn't have the name recognition of a Sean Hannity or of a Rush. But regardless of the fact that he doesn't have their name recognition, he is the number three most listened to show in America, believe it or not.
Wow.
So that's the guy we're looking to displace. We got our work cut out for us, and we appreciate your help, Michael. Anything else on your mind?
No, because I don't really know what's going on with the show right now, so...
Oh, well, that's okay.
Actually, an interesting thing that I just like to voice my spleen on, if you will.
Please, that's what Free Talk Live is about. Go ahead.
The mayor of Indiana has this thing called Good Moves.
Wait, the governor of Indiana or the mayor of Indiana?
Governor, mayor, the guy that runs the state. I don't know.
Okay.
Whoever's screwing me more, basically.
Right. Hard to say.
Yeah, he has this plan called Good Moves, where he has all these ideas about how to improve the road system and the interstate system in Indiana. And he actually came up with a sort of good idea, but then he kind of ruined it. He came up with the idea because we have an 80-90 toll road at the very north end of the state. And he came up with the idea to sell it / lease it to a company to run privately.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds okay in principle, but I don't think he actually went far enough. I think he should just... And what he was going to do is he was going to take the lease money that he was going to get from that to fund other expansionist projects to expand other roads and other interstate roads.
It's always a better idea to have a private organization handling a road than it is to have the government. However, usually the real pitfall of a proposal like what you're talking about is usually the government will lease the road for 99 years. And they'll, you know, of course they're leasing it out to one of their buddies, and so this it's a sweetheart deal. They've got a 99-year agreement to run this road, which means they can run it right into the ground and nobody will be able to stop them.
Right. I'm not sure that there's any benefit at all to this contract bidding thing, because essentially, you know, if who knows how they did it, but let's say they gave them 10 years to run the road. Well, it benefits the company to do no maintenance whatsoever.
Sure.
That's where my point is the fact that what he shouldn't do or what he should do is instead of having a lease on it, sell it outright.
Right, sell it.
At some price, have them bid on it, buy the land, the infrastructure, everything, let the business run it, because you know what? Then they can't come back to the state and go, can you please give us some money so we can take care of these potholes? And or the government can't, or the state can't then turn, go to them and be like, listen, you got to lower the speed limit. I can't have you driving people at 90 miles.
You know,
it's
an interesting idea. I wish more people would try it, because I'd love to see the results of a real privatized road to see what happens. But so many people are afraid of it, Michael.
Well, back in the development at the around the Revolution, after the Revolution, they allowed private roads, entirely private roads, called turnpikes. They called them turnpikes. It was entirely run by private companies that you pay and pay toll-like things, and, you know, it worked fine, but then the state and the federal came in and said, no, those are our property, give it back.
Yep. That's how that works. Thanks for the call, Michael. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's privatizing roads. It's a great idea. Unfortunately, so many people are so hooked on their government roads, they just can't even conceptualize how it would work. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Speaking of roads, there are new cameras that the governments are putting up around this country that are measuring noise levels. We'll tell you about it. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. Still on the way, the TSA continues to fail. We'll explain all that to you, plus new numbers, polling data on people's opinions about marijuana. All that and more, 1-800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can place a bid on our banner auction. We're auctioning off, I believe, the third banner on our website. You can go and place your bid. I think it starts at $1. I don't even know if anyone's bid yet. Auction.freetalklive.com.
That's one way to find out.
Yeah, that's auction.freetalklive.com. You can advertise virtually anything on our website. All right, so there's new cameras. We've heard of the speeding cameras. We've heard of the red light cameras. We've heard of the surveillance cameras. that the government has put up. I mean, there's all sorts of cameras that they've been popping up all over the place. Even in smaller cities, these things have begun to appear.
Well, the cameras are a great idea for any municipality that can get them past their citizens.
Because it's money.
Yeah, well, they make money, and they don't cost the personnel costs that cops do.
Right.
I mean, cops are... You know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. That's
cameras.
Just pay.
Cameras one time.
Don't forget their insurance that you have to pay on their whole little brood. Plus, you know, the unemployment insurance.
Right.
Plus the all kinds of insurance.
Let's get to the details of what this new camera type is, Johnson.
All right. Well, transportation officials are looking to expand the use of photo enforcement to cash in on motorists who blast their stereos or use modified high performance exhausts. At least one agency has expressed interest in a ticketing system developed by Acoustic Research Laboratories that has developed acoustic detection equipment for the Australian Navy.
I'll remember to never buy any of their products again, Acoustic Research.
Yeah.
I believe they make cabling for televisions and that sort of thing.
The fully automated setup mails traffic citations to passing vehicles that exceed a predetermined noise threshold.
Wait a second. See, that's the problem. It does not mail traffic citations to vehicles. Vehicles don't have freaking mailboxes,
yep.
Okay? You can't mail my car anything because my car can't read. Now, that's the problem. The camera can only verify that the car went by and the car made noise.
Exactly.
Are you telling me in this land of the free, in this home of the brave, in this free country where I can do anything I want, I can't loan my car to you and you can't make it go too loud? I mean, explain this to me. This is not due process.
Well, if you think
they have not done their job in enforcing the law, and these things should not exist anywhere
at all. Now, this—if you think that's bad, okay. Listen to this. It can detect loud subwoofers, okay, noisy exhaust, okay, or even an inopportune honk of the horn. So if you just happen to honk your horn at the light and set this thing off, oops. You get a ticket because you were honking at someone maybe to get out of your way because they were blocking an intersection. Who knows?
Wow.
Well, it says a combination of sound level meters, cameras, and computer processors identify these targets of opportunity. Separate microphone and video modules are pole-mounted in waterproof boxes that communicate with a laptop control unit using Wi-Fi, which means that it could also be hacked, and someone could change that data as well. The manufacturer claims the system distinguishes predetermined trigger sounds from general background road noise.
You know what? You're right, man. It totally cuts out due process. What if the government administrators that are setting this up, regardless of whether or not it can be hacked, and it can, what if the administrator just decides, you know what, we're going to set our levels really low today and just ticket 25% more people?
Oh, well, when we come back, you've got to hear it. There's just some tidbit facts about these cameras that are... ridiculous.
All right, the government totally destroying your freedoms. We'll continue the coverage. 800-259-9231. I wish there was some good news to announce today. Actually, there is. Polling data on pot. We'll share that with you coming up in hour number two. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.